Hey guys, I hope all is well. Thank you for joining me for this breaking news episode.
Hi everybody, I hope you guys are having a great day.
This is just coming in right now that Jay-Z is accused in a civil lawsuit of R-wording a 13-year-old girl in the 2000s along with Sean Diddy Combs. It's all over the news right now. This is an article from NBC News. Jay-Z, the star rapper and entrepreneur, whose real name is Sean Carter, was accused in a lawsuit Sunday of R-wording a 13-year-old girl in the 2000s, allegedly along with Sean Diddy Combs. The anonymous accuser identifies only as Jane Doe. She's claiming that she was assaulted after she was driven to an MTV Video Music Awards after party. This federal lawsuit was filed in October, but now it's being refiled to include Jay-Z's name. The article's claiming that Carter's attorney Alex Spiro and his publicist, as well as Combs' representation, did not immediately respond to requests for comments. This lawsuit is coming from the Texas-based attorney Tony Busby, who's the lawyer that was claiming that he was representing hundreds of other cases. Honestly, this is what most people was expecting to happen since Jay-Z was acting kind of suspicious since Diddy was arrested. Dee, when you heard this, what did you think?
I want to say this is crazy, but honestly, I'm not surprised at all. At this point, situations like this in the celebrity world are becoming a more and more everyday scandal, and I think this clearly proves what we've been sitting here saying on this channel. This is the stuff that they like to take part in and practice in.
You know what's crazy is that in the last few months, there hasn't been anything coming from Jay-Z. The only thing we heard about Jay-Z was the whole entire Jaguar Rice situation, but other than that, he's been really, really quiet. And then when we look at Jay-Z's relationship with Diddy, these guys were close friends, party friends, they partied together, they hung out with each other. These guys were great friends. So we know they have a history together, and now we're getting this lawsuit that has been refiled to add his name into this lawsuit. This changes everything because there's been hundreds of people online already saying that Jay-Z is next. I interviewed Jonathan Hay, the industry publicist, and he called out Jay-Z. He said Jay-Z was next as well.
Right.
Did you hear anything of that sort, like of Jay-Z having similar behavior to Diddy in the sense that, you know, he would let his woman be recorded with other men or stuff like that?
Well, Jay-Z 100% is a cuckold, right? He likes to watch his woman, Beyonce, with other men. But yeah, just like I said, being around, you know, Roc Nation and Tidal and all those things, it was pretty common knowledge that, you know, Jay-Z is someone like Diddy that's now out in the open that likes to watch his wife with other men. And that's one of the reasons that we said in the last interview when I was talking about him being bi, because what else is that when you're watching, you want to watch another man with your wife and you're measuring yourself? I know it's cuckolding. I know all that, but like, this is firsthand information from something that I've dealt with, an experience that I've dealt with, that Jay-Z is definitely a cuckold, and it's not women, it's men that he wants to see with Beyonce.
You know,
that's why I was like, he's definitely bi, you know?
Now here we have the confirmation that we needed. There's a 13-year-old victim claiming Jay-Z R-worded them in the 2000s with Diddy. Now you understand why the guy's been so low, why the guy's been avoiding all the attention. He knew this was coming.
I don't think the situation is far-fetched at all, because we've all heard the rumors about him sleeping with Rihanna when she was a teenager, Foxy Brown, Aaliyah. This is not something we can put past him, especially since, like the truth mentioned, he was hanging out with Diddy. He was attending these Diddy parties. So we just know somebody who associates with a person like Diddy has to be in on the things that he's doing. And also, I feel like this may be the reason why he tried to silence Jaguar Wright when she went on the Piers Morgan show. We've already heard so many people compare Jay-Z to Diddy, and we've also heard some of those same people say that Jay-Z is worse. So who knows what else he has done that has not even come to light yet?
Honestly, I think he's done a lot. I think he's done worse, like they're saying, because in all honesty, Jay-Z has become bigger than Diddy. He has more money than Diddy. He has more power than Diddy. And you can tell this guy isn't playing around. Talking about how he tried to silence Jaguar, he also tried to silence this lawyer. And I believe this is the reason the lawyer reported that he was sued and they were trying to quiet him and trying to silence him. I don't know if you guys remember. A few months back, the lawyer who sued Diddy with over 100 clients, he was sued himself because he was coming after a high-profile person. And then this lawyer promised that he was going to name that person who he was suing because they didn't reach a settlement behind the scenes. So now I'm pretty sure this is who he was referring to. He was referring to Jay-Z. Jay-Z is the man that tried to silence him, and he thought, just like he got Piers Morgan to take the video down, he was going to be able to get this lawyer to pull the case and not mention him. But this lawyer, like he said, he's a Marine. He's not scared. He's willing to go the extra mile. And he now put Jay-Z's name out there. And this is going to change everything, because now these are real 100% verified accusations. This guy claimed that he had thousands of people reach out to him trying to file a lawsuit against Diddy. And he only took on clients that he believed were being honest, that he saw enough evidence to actually be able to sue these people. So the fact that he's mentioning Jay-Z's name, that's a big deal. He wouldn't be mentioning Jay-Z's name if he didn't have any evidence that tied Jay-Z to this situation. He wouldn't risk his reputation. He wouldn't risk the other lawsuits he has pending against Diddy. Because if they can start proving all he's just throwing out names, all of his cases can turn into nothing, because he loses that reputation of being an honest lawyer, you know?
Yeah, I definitely agree with you 100%. That makes so much sense, because that lawyer even said himself that they were trying to stop him from talking, but he wasn't scared.
Do you think this is going to be the same thing like Diddy? Do you think that we're going to start seeing a floodgate of lawsuits against Jay-Z coming out, and then out of nowhere, maybe Jay-Z will get locked up too like Diddy? Do you think that this is what's happening now? Or do you think that when it comes to Jay-Z, it's not going to go down that way?
In my opinion, to me, until Jay-Z does something that makes one of the higher ups mad, they're gonna do whatever they can to cover up his tracks. I feel like they're not gonna let him get in trouble. And the only reason that we saw Diddy in his downfall, because of the fact he tried to come at Diageo. They were much higher up than him, basically paying his bills, and he tried to bite the hand that fed him. Jay-Z hasn't done that yet, so I think until he does, which most likely he will not, he's gonna be in the safe zone. And if something does happen to him and he actually does go down for this, because we see so many people with this type of situation, I think he's gonna come out clear, just like those other people who haven't made anybody mad yet.
But think about it as well. This is kind of how it started with Diddy. Even though, yes, Diddy did piss off the higher ups, but I'm talking about at least the lawsuit aspect. There's been nonstop lawsuits coming out this whole entire year against Diddy. And it's only getting worse and worse. Like this lawyer said, he has over 100 and something clients that he's suing Diddy with. So just think about that. This one case could then inspire or encourage other victims of Jay-Z to come and file their lawsuits. And next thing you know, there's 150 Jay-Z lawsuits as well. You don't think that this is how this can end up? Because if Diddy and Jay-Z were hanging with each other, I don't think that this was an isolated incident. They were partying together. They probably were engaged in many freak-off parties, allegedly. But as of right now, there's a strong possibility that this can just keep on coming out.
Well, I guess if there is a lot of people coming after him, it's going to cause an uproar, and regular people are going to be worried about the fact that he was doing this multiple times. And if he was to get away with it, having several lawsuits, that would be a little fishy. So yeah, if they were to have multiple cases put against him, that it is a possibility that he could get put away. But I also think that they would do as much as they could to try to cover it up, not let so many things get light, or not even let so many news outlets cover the situations, just to try to protect him.
I agree that they definitely might protect him, but this is quite interesting and I want to see where this is going to end up. I for sure think that this is going to change everything for Jay-Z, and I do think there's going to be more victims coming out soon for sure. I'm going to keep my eyes on this story. I'm going to definitely keep looking into this and see what else I can find, and I'll keep you guys updated. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.
Goodbye, everybody. I hope you guys have a great day.